Today is Thursday, July 14th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So we're sitting on the, we're in our cabin, looking out at the coast of France. And I'm going to butcher the name of the town, so I'm just going to say Provence. the region that we're at. But we're not going to talk about that. I'm a bit behind, but not as behind as I usually am when I go on trips. You know, where I describe every detail of every hour, and then a month later, I'm still talking about it. I do want to say, Gary asked a question on Twitter about the popes and the dead popes, and he said, "Did you see the bodies of the dead pope?" Yes, just a couple. Most of them are in the crypts, or I don't know if they called it catacombs or crypt, but anyway, it's below the place where you have mass, the sanctuary, as we would call it in Protestant term. But anyway, and they're in, you know, concrete. They're on top of the ground. They're not buried, but they're in concrete. I don't know what you call them. They're like these concrete boxes. But a couple of popes were in the actual main sanctuary along the sides, and they were in glass containers and glass boxes, and they were visible. The bodies were visible. And these are popes that have been there for a long time. John Paul II is the one that we probably see as the most famous, and he is in the sanctuary, but he is not in a glass container. He is in concrete. I don't know how they make the decision. I don't know if it's the shape of the body, like, you know, how good it looks or whatever, but yeah. So anyway, we were talking about the first day of the cruise, which was actually Friday, July 8th. And, you know, I know we're like almost a week away from that, but, you know, we had a weekend. I don't do a show on weekends, and et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, we did the Amalfi Coast, and I'll just say it was a beautiful, we got on the bus. We had a lovely tour guide who... He was always saying, "Signores, signores, signores." allora. Now, anyway, he would say, you know, he would give us all this information, and he was very jokey and stuff. So he was fun, and we had quite a long bus ride. I don't remember. It was probably an hour to our first stop, and he gave us all this information. We passed by Mount Vesuvius and got several nice views of Mount Vesuvius. I actually got the best photo of Mount Vesuvius from the ship after our tour ended and we came back, because we were still in port around golden hour for those photographers out there. And so I got a couple of good shots of Mount Vesuvius, and even got a compliment on Twitter for my shot. And it was on my phone as well, because I didn't bring my camera. But anyway, so... We got on the bus, drove a ways, and one of our first stop, and it was beautiful views all along the way. The only thing is, these towns are tiny, and we're driving these big tour buses through these towns, and the streets are very narrow, and it's hard to get a good... Mark and I happened to sit on the wrong side of the bus, which always seems to happen. We need to, when we're doing our research, we need to research what side of the bus we need to be sitting on. But anyway, so we didn't get the best views, because the people on the other side of the bus actually had the window that saw the coast. So we were having to kind of like stand up on our tippy, you know, or put our knees on the seat and try to put our phones above people's heads so we could get shots. But anyway, we stopped at a limoncello factory. And it was actually interesting. They just gave us a tiny little bit of information how they peel the lemons, and, you know, they only use the peel for the limoncello, and then they put some kind of alcohol and sugar and lemon peel, And then they basically let it sit for days and days and days. And then when it's done, they bottle it, basically. There was a gift shop, of course. I got some lemon cake. It was very good. And the limoncello was so alcoholic at this place. It was like doing just a shot of vodka that just had a slight hint of lemon flavor. And so anyway, we did that. It was fun. Then we started driving. The first town we came up to was, I believe it was Positano, and he said it was one of the richer areas. And so we just had a really nice drive. He showed us lemon trees that were kind of planted. Amalfi is famous for its huge lemons. And so the whole Amalfi region, and their lemon trees just, they terrace farm, and so they'll cut terraces into the side of these mountains, and they'll, grow the lemon trees, and they put nets over them. So the way you know they're lemon trees is if you see nets on them, because apparently lemon trees are very, they're susceptible to damage, and so they put these nets on them. So anyway, we did that. It was beautiful. We had trouble taking pictures because we were on the wrong side of the bus. We went to, our next stop was Pompeii. Amalfi, the town Amalfi. We got out, the tour guide made a recommendation about some ice cream, some lemon flavored ice cream, and it was so good. I even took a photo of it because they had a little pastry, a little, not a cracker, but a little cookie thing, a wafer that had their name burned onto it. And I took a picture of it, but the ice cream was really good. And we walked around Amalfi. There's not a lot of tourist stuff there. There was a church that was pretty, so we took some pictures of that. And then we got on a boat. And then we had a boat ride for about 40 minutes. And that gave us better views of the, because we were, in the Mediterranean. So we got better views of the coastline and everything. And then we got back on the bus and we went and had lunch. And it was good. I mean, nothing to write home about, but it was good. And we had gnocchi and some chicken. We met some great people that were on the cruise with us. A girl, I don't remember where she was from, and then a lady and her son, who I think her son was family. I didn't ask, but I think he was. And so we had a good conversation with them and had some wine and had some lunch. And then we went to Pompeii. And the tour guide, actually, we put on the headsets and the tour guide had a microphone and he talked to us and we walked through Pompeii and it was very interesting. Pompeii was destroyed by a volcanic eruption. And so he talked about how they have some bodies that were actually, they're not the actual bodies. They had done when the lava settled around them, these cavities formed in human shapes. When the bodies decomposed, there was like a leftover space. And so later they went in with plaster and filled them as molds. And so they could see what the humans looked like and what they were doing, when the eruption happened. He showed us a bakery. It's a big town. Pompeii is a big town. And he showed us all these shops and how they would have looked back in the day and a bakery, et cetera, et cetera. And so that was interesting. And then we got a few minutes to look around. They did take us into the shop. He took us into a couple of shops. I don't know if he was getting kickbacks from these shops or something, but he took us into another shop where we got a demo of how they make those brooches. They're made out of shell. They have old-timey women on them, and I'm forgetting what they're called, but anyway, the woman, the face of the woman, and it's in a white pearl/shell, and they showed us how they carve them, and then, of course, took us through the gift shop, where the average price of one of those, and they're tiny, was maybe 500 euros, but they went all the way up to, 2,000 euros for a master carver. Anyway, they had statues in there and some other things. We didn't buy anything in there, and then we just looked around, got a magnet, did our thing, got back on the bus, and drove back. And then in the evening, I'm trying to remember in the evening, I have all these papers for the cruise ship and trying to be ready to tell you guys what we did. And then I don't have the exact paper that I need. But we went back to the cruise ship. We were really tired because it was a long day. And then that first night, we went to the show. Actually, that was our second night. So we went to the... Gosh, I have lost the piece of paper. Oh, no, here it is. Okay, the second night, we went to one called Intense Maximum Performance. And it was a water show. It was in their aqua theater. One of the reasons I wanted to do the Wonder is because of their aqua theater. And there was no speaking. There was no singing. It was just music. And they had divers. They had these water, like the Olympics. They were almost like the girls who do the leg things, synchronized swimming stuff in the Olympics. They had a couple of tightrope walkers that, I mean, really high, super high. And these divers were diving from insane heights into this water. And the water was, it was really cool because you don't think they could do this on a ship, but it's like a Vegas show where they have a platform that raises up and down. So sometimes they can walk on this platform and then it lowers and then all of a sudden it's a pool. And it becomes deep, and it's deep enough that they can do high dives into it, and then sometimes they're dancing on top of it. So can you imagine being the person controlling that if you didn't get it quite lowered enough and someone dove in and like hit their head on the bottom? I don't know. But anyway, it was a really good show, and we had dinner at... We did not have a reservation on that night. We did... I'm trying to think what we did on that night. We did Windjammer. We just did the buffet on Friday night. And the buffet was just a typical cruise buffet. Nothing, you know, it was good, but nothing to write home about necessarily. And then we went to another show, actually. We went to the headliner, Jennifer Singer, that was just a singer. She did covers of Broadway music and pop songs and stuff like that. She was just okay. It was enjoyable, but she wasn't, like, I wouldn't necessarily call her a headliner. In fact, there were other singers that we saw, or we've seen since then, that I think are better singers than her, but they're calling her a headliner for Royal Caribbean. So, she wasn't bad, it's just I wasn't super, you know, impressed. It was enjoyable, but not super impressive. And then we basically ended our evening. So that was two shows. We had a very busy day. I mean, the Amalfi Coast was a 9-hour tour, and then dinner, and then two shows. And we found a drink station that's close to our room. So we went to the drink station, filled up our cups, and then it was time to go to bed. But we did have a sea day on Saturday. And so we'll talk a little bit more about the ship and what we did on our sea day. So I'll go ahead and end it there, and we'll tell you some more on tomorrow's show. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.